Dang, can't believe I went to the effort to get a library card just so I can keep up the rambling series. But hey, it beats buying the books, reading 3 chapters, and then wasting them, so I guess I can't complain. They weren't kidding when they said libraries have a distinct old smell. Dare I say, old and decrepit. I'm just being mean. It's not all that bad. Okay, if I check my humble little list, looks like I'm heading for nonfiction and science side. I've done biology, so a physics and chemistry might go down well next. Who knows, maybe I can cover like all subjects from schools and I can educate my little froggies. Remember kids, knowledge is power. If you don't stick in school, you might be like me and too small to reach the dang book you want. Oh god, could that have been any louder? Sorry. You don't have to help me. I'm really sorry. I'm literally so dang small. It's embarrassing. I do apologize. What am I doing? Just keep the old noggin thinking, or I'm gonna spew out all the video game knowledge. It's hard to relate to the family with that stuff. Huh? Oh, my hair, yeah, it's long. I don't do much with it, I'm pretty lazy. Well, I don't want to interrupt you any further. Thanks for helping me pick up the books and such. Huh? DTL? Never heard of her. What does that even mean? No, if I was DTL, then would I... Rambling series? These books? Not me at all. Look, just promise you won't say anything. I'm not looking for trouble, and I don't think you're seeking trouble from a 5-3 gremlin, so I think it would be best we forget this ever happened. And I'll return to my hole in the ground, and you can return to your life. Deal? What? Is that a joke? Does this amuse you? Wait, you want me to do ASMR on you in return of keeping a secret? I don't even know what to feel about this. Jeez. Fine. We'll go to the top floor. It's quiet up there, and you don't want anyone seeing what I'm doing to you. Do you know how freakish this stuff can look to an outsider? Just go up the stairs. Just find a couch to sit on, lie your head back, and I'll pull up a chair. You know, I've never even been in this situation before. I don't have a clue what you want me to do. Just a regular ASMR session. Fine. What do you like? I can start with dabbing. That stuff is pretty easy. There, plastic bone dabbing.
What? You don't like being told off and having to face the truth? Come on,
easy way out and blame me. So when I make role plays about being a deer girl and having antlers, that must mean I want to be a deer, right? Or when I'm a bully, it means I want to bully you. Or maybe, just maybe, I'm role playing and creating up stories to fit the experience. Surprised you haven't even walked out on me. Maybe you are willing to listen and learn. You can tell me what you think about it all. You know, from my POV, I write scripts, I record scripts, I edit audio, order artwork, put a video together, and upload. What's your POV? That I'm subliminally trying to get you to go out with me is how you think of all girls. See us on a scale of would I date you or not. It's funny. Think of me as a guy then. You wouldn't bother that much about my content in that circumstance. So I ask you again, listener, is it my fault? No, it's not. You're better than that. I know you are, so take a deep breath and think again. I just want to enjoy myself, make a nice living, and then pack my bags and go. People take life too seriously. I'm gonna let you in on a trade secret. If you don't enjoy someone's content, you can click off, block them, or no longer consume their content. You know, it gets really weird when you're actively sabotaging yourself. Though, when you know, constantly talk about someone you don't like, you hate watch them, or you go make up lies about them, that's when you need to acknowledge how weird you're being. Put it this way, Taylor Swift's music doesn't really appeal to me. It's simply not for me, and that's okay, so I don't listen to her stuff. Do I constantly talk about her? Do I constantly hate watch her songs? Or maybe, do I just listen to the music that I like and don't think about her? Come on, man, don't let people live in that noggin of yours rent-free. They win when they do, you lose when they do. Are you a loser, listener? No, you're not. Only the best for my humble little froggies. You know, this all started as one massive hobby. I didn't even accept or make any money at the start. Then before I knew it, I was able to support myself full time thanks to people putting their money where their mouth is. If you consume content from a creator and can afford it, what's a couple bucks thrown their way? For me, it was security. You know, in my first year, I paid off my student debt. Then I rented my own apartment in the second. I'm essentially an adult now, and it's all thanks to those who listen to me. I'm not big on numbers or celebrating milestones. I'm just happy that anyone joins me in the moment. Hey, everyone is different. That's what's so fun about having a big community of different VAs. You might have noticed my recent content. I've been collaborating with a lot of lovely girls. I think it's important. It pretty much brings a sense of belonging to me. I mean, the term voice actress never really struck with me personally. I will say it now. I feel like a kid with a microphone. I don't know what I'm doing. I just one day said, I shall record and upload, and that's exactly what I did. My content wasn't of good quality or anything particularly groundbreaking. Just a kid with a microphone, and here I am now. Doing what I love for a living, saving up money, and, because my job is literally writing scripts and then reading them.